ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सहनाभवतु सहनौ सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मातृषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ. So we saw last class, I think 57th verse we saw. Mahabhuta Viveka Prakaranam. We're seeing in the last class how we saw only one part of the power of Brahman manifest alone is this whole universe. An Amsha, one portion of the power of Brahman. Maya, one portion of Maya manifest alone is this whole universe. The entire cosmos. Which means, there is a power of Brahman which has become there. It explains to us how the knowledge of the existence of the self in terms of I am is partial manifestation of knowledge. It means there's not total manifestation. The partial knowledge manifest is what? The whole universe. And what is the total manifestation of knowledge? We ask, when you discover what I am, you know, this is total manifestation of knowledge. So here, that Brahman, still the unmanifest, the power of Brahman, which is still there. To say that, we saw in the last class, Sabhumim Vishvato Vritva Atyadishtadashangulam, which means Brahman cannot be measured. Brahman is not measurable. Maya is not measurable. But still, for one expression, it says, only a portion of Brahman knowledge manifests alone is this entire cosmos. So now, because in the following verses, this we are going to negate totally Maya. So we'll see in the 58th verse now. But Niramshepyam Shamaropya Niramshepyam Shamaropya Kritsnem Sheveti Pruchataha Kritsnem Sheveti Pruchataha Tadbhashayottaram Brute Shruti Shrotruhitaishini. See, Niramsham Brahma means what? Brahman, without its power, is a Nirgunam Brahma. So divisionless, formless, attributeless, partless reality is what? Brahma. The one indivisible, partless whole, the divisionless is what? The reality. Partless is the reality. All pervasive, one whole is the reality here. in terms of consciousness. So Niramsham Brahma, he said Niramsham Brahma. But that Niramsham Brahma, Amsham Aropya. Now, the Amsham is what now, the part is superimposed upon that Brahman. How? In terms of the universe. I say, Maya is said to be what now? Look at Maya as the power of Brahman, the reality. And we say, the only one, the Maya is only, occupies only part of Brahman means what? Then we are seeing as though Brahman has a part. Really speaking, Brahman is what? Niramsham. It is absolutely formless, attributeless, portionless, partless, indivisible, divisionless whole. But the Amsham Aropya. When you say Maya is there, we say Maya is superimposed upon Brahman. It is not really there. Not means it is not there independently. Maya is only a word which is the inseparable power of Brahman. Therefore, Aropya. Then later on, and look at the whole Jagat also, what now? We say manifestation of that Brahma Shakti, the power of Maya in terms of knowledge, which is of the whole universe. We say the whole universe is, when you say the whole universe exists, when you say, which is nothing but knowledge manifest. If the manifestation of knowledge is not there, if there's only pure knowledge, then will the universe exist? No. When there is knowledge, pure knowledge, like what? In Brihadaranyakam class I said, general, when the knowledge, reality, the consciousness obtains generally, without any manifestation, like in sleep, or in pralaya, or in death, then what happens? There is no manifestation. The knowledge is, but not manifest. When there's no manifestation, Jagat loses its status of being existed. The universe doesn't exist. Then, the knower of the universe doesn't exist. Knower is there without the knower qualification. Therefore, the division, knower non-division is not there. So, the plurality is not there. The parts are not there. Divisions are not there. Differences are not there. What is there then? There's only one indivisible, partless, undivided whole, the consciousness, as pure consciousness is there. So reality as pure consciousness obtains generally, when you say in Brihadaranyakam class, but one Niramsham Brahma, that's called Niramsham Brahma. What part, what attribute, what feature, what qualification, what guna, what quality, what is the nothing? So how you are in sleep? Only through sleep you have to understand here. Niramsham Brahma, how, what pure consciousness is, how the reality is pure consciousness is, without its without its power manifest, without its manifestation. So from the standpoint of the consciousness, see, for a ignorant person, when you say conscious, the reality obtains generally, when you say, for an ignorant person, it is what? There is avidya is there. For a wise person, there's only knowledge is. The two ways of looking at it. For an ignorant person who does not know what the truth is, then in sleep, what can he say? What was there in sleep? What he can say? There was only ignorance. The only ignorance, total ignorance was there. Because avidya was there. But for the person who has discovered the truth, what will he say? There's only pure knowledge was there. Do you see what I'm saying? Who can say there's only pure knowledge? The person who knows the truth. Who can say there's ignorance was there, total ignorance was there? They both are correct. There was total ignorance. Which means there's no knowledge of existence of the self, the knowledge of the existence of the world. Ignorance is total. At the same time, we have to say there's no ignorance, there's only pure knowledge. Okay? That's called what now? What amsha, what division does it have? Niramsham Brahma. Okay, Niramsham Brahma. In that Brahma, what do we say now? Amsham Aropya. We see superimpose what now? There is a power. There is Maya. You said that. Then what to say? This whole universe is what's about now? Then when we wake up from sleep also, what is here in this world? Is that the whole universe is? And even now, we cannot see what is here now is means, as ignorant person, we have to say, the universe is. Of course, universe is, but if you're a wise person, you say what? Universe is as though. We are saying universe is not there at all. Universe is as though. Brahman is the universe, you must be able to say. But still, what do we say? Universe is, we say. Which means we accept the existence of the universe. And acceptance of the existence of the universe itself is what? Superimposition of the universe. Amsham Aropanam. Once you said universe is means, all day universe is superimposed upon Brahman. Then I am here, universe is, the division also is superimposed. The differences are superimposed upon Brahman. So universe, the knower of the universe, the divisions, differences, they're all superimposed upon Brahman. Okay. Niramshe Brahmani Amsham Aropya. Kritsne va iti prachataha. Now the question is asked now, oh, does this universe occupy, or the Maya occupy only a part of Brahman, a portion of Brahman, not the total Brahman? The question is asked. Somebody is asking, Kritsne Brahmaniva, does this universe, a plurality, occupy the portion of Brahman, Brahman partially or totally? Kritsna means entirely. The question is asking. Then, Tad Bhashaya Uttaram Brute Shrutihi. Then what does it do? My God, when the Maya itself is not there, there's only pure knowledge. The pure knowledge is, knowledge manifest is the universe. The whole universe is what? Knowledge, manifestation of knowledge. When the universe is not there, what is there is pure knowledge. Okay? The universe is manifestation of knowledge. When the universe is not there, there is pure knowledge. All the time, there is knowledge, manifest knowledge. There is knowledge, there is manifest knowledge. There is knowledge, there is manifest knowledge. There is no avidya, there is no maya, there is no world. You know, this is the fact. But now we say the universe, because we don't know when the reality obtains generally as pure consciousness, and we say this avidya or maya is there, there is superimposition. Then afterwards we say, when there's manifestation, we say the universe is. Do you understand what I'm saying? When you say universe is, you also ask, oh, this only partial manifestation, we say, then the person is asking, Kritsne Brahmani, Kritsneya, does it occupy the total Brahman? When you ask, when there's no really, there's no aropanam, there's no such a thing called Maya, it's called universe. Therefore, where is the occupying? How can there be occupation? How can there be something pervading? No, occupation is not even there. It's like saying, how much, if you ask the question, how much water is there in the mirage? How much water is there in that mirage water? What can you say? There's no water at all. And how can you measure and how, say how much is there? Similarly, how can you say the Maya occupies or Jagat occupies the Brahman? No, there's no Maya, there's no Jagat. What was pure knowledge. What is manifest knowledge. Again, what is going to be will be pure knowledge. Again, there will be manifest knowledge. So, Shuddham Chaitanyam, Vyaktam Chaitanyam. Shuddham Vyaktam Chaitanyam. Pure knowledge, manifest knowledge. This is how it is. Therefore, is a question itself is what now? It is asked, question itself asked by a person who doesn't know. Therefore, the Upanishad says the Shrutihi Brute Tad Bhashaya. And the Upanishad gives an answer. Shrutihi means Upanishad gives an answer. Shrutihi Brute. Upanishad answers. No, replies. What now? Upanishad also gives the answer in the language of the person who asked the question. In the language of ignorant person. Okay. Why? Because why does Upanishad give the answer in the language of not Upanishad's language, but language of ignorant person, ordinary person? Because we ordinary people, we all have this perception. We perceive the world and perceptibility, objectifiability and experienceability is taken as a criterion for establishing, for us to see that the reality is. On the basis of perception, we say, you see, therefore, Upanishad also, in our own language, Upanishad answers. Why? Because Upanishad is Shrotru Hitaishini. Upanishad always a well-wisher of the listener. Shrotru Hitaini. Upanishad is always a well-wisher of the listener. Shrotru Hitaishini. Well-wisher of the listener. Because Upanishad has accepted. Hitaishini means, okay, now you are listening to Upanishad teaching and Upanishad expects you to understand there was no Maya, there's no world. What was pure knowledge and what is manifest knowledge. There was neither Maya nor is the world now. But still, that Upanishad wants us to understand that fact, but still Upanishad making us understand that fact is what? Hitam for us, good for us. That is where our moksha is. Therefore, Upanishad is to help us understand what was pure consciousness, Brahma. And now what is manifestation of knowledge, Brahma. Where is Maya? Where is the universe? Nothing. And to help us understand, therefore to accept it, to enjoy the freedom thereafter, what is already there, Upanishad accepts initially our question and then answers in our own language. Because Upanishad is our well-wisher. Shrotru Hitaishini. Hitaishini means what now? Well-wisher of the listener. Whoever follows Veda, Upanishad is interested in their well-being. No. Why then? If this is the fact, that what was what now? Nirupadhikam, nirvisesham, nirgunam, Brahma. Nirvisesham, nirupadhikam, nirgunam, Brahman alone was means the attributeless, formless, you know, pure, the reality in terms of pure consciousness, which is of the itself limitlessness alone was. So from the standpoint of the reality, the pure consciousness, there is no Jagat, there is no Maya. From the standpoint of Nirgunam Brahma, the pure consciousness, the pure existence, you can say even existence. Now it's very, another important thing is what? What was pure existence, let me use that word. Pure existence. The pure existence alone was there in terms of pure knowledge. So from the standpoint of the Brahman, there is no Maya. There is no Jagat. And now, after the manifestation also, what is only knowledge. So knowledge without form and name is pure Nirgunam Brahma, and the knowledge with form and name is what? Sagunam Brahma. There is no Maya, there is no Jagat. What was and what is only Brahma. So from the standpoint of Atma, the consciousness, Brahman, there is no Maya, there is no Jagat. But from the standpoint of Vyavaharika Drishtya, சோ பாரமார்த்திக திருஷ்டியா, பாரமார்த்திக திருஷ்டியா மீன்ஸ் ஃப்ரம் தி ஸ்டாண்ட் பாயிண்ட் ஆஃப் அப்சல்யூட் ரியாலிட்டி தேர் இஸ் நோ மாயா, தேர் இஸ் நோ ஜெகத். பட் ஃப்ரம் தி ஸ்டாண்ட் பாயிண்ட் ஆஃப் தி யூனிவர்ஸ், வியாவகாரிக திருஷ்டியா, வி கேன் சே ரிலேட்டிவ் எம்பிரிக்கல் ரியாலிட்டி, வி சே தேர் இஸ் ஜெகத். அண்ட் திஸ் இஸ் தி ஃபேக்ட், திஸ் இஸ் வாட் யூ கெட் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் ஃபைனலி. அண்ட் உபனிஷத் ஆன்சர்ஸ் இன் அவர் ஓன் லாங்குவேஜ். Why? No, why then Maya? What is the use of using Maya? That's what he's saying.
Sattattva Maashrita Shaktihi. Sattattva Maashrita Shaktihi. Kalpayet Sati Vikriyah. Sattattva Maashrita Shaktihi. Kalpayet Sati Vikriyah. சித்திரம் நானாவிதம் ததா வர்ணபித்திகதாபித்தௌ சித்திரம் நானாவிதம் ததா சத்தத்வமாஶ்ரிதா சக்திஹ கல்பயேத் சதி விக்ரியாஹ. சத்தத்வமாஶ்ரிதா சக்திஹ கல்பயேத் சதி விக்ரியாஹ. வர்ணாபித்திகதாபித்தௌ வர்ணாபித்திகதாபித்தௌ சித்திரம் நானாவிதம் ததா சித்திரம் நானாவிதம் ததா வர்ணாபித்திகதாபித்தௌ சித்திரம் நானாவிதம் ததா.
He says, சத்தத்வம் ஆஷ்ரிதா சக்திஹி கல்பயேத் சதி விக்ரியாஹ. See, சத்து தத்துவம் மீன்ஸ் தி ட்ரூத், தத்துவம் மீன்ஸ் தி ட்ரூத், the reality, the truth obtaining in your pure existence. We say ne shaktihi ashrita, the power is inseparably there. Means what? No, power is inseparably there, means power is never countable. Power is Brahma. Okay, power is the reality. Power is not countable as the power of the reality. Please understand carefully. Power is not countable as the power of the reality. There is no possessor possessed connection between the reality and the power. If the possessor possessed connection is there, it may be separable also. Wherever the possessor possessed connection is there, it is separable. But here, between power and the reality, there's no possessed connection. Then what is Shaktihi then? Shaktihi is Brahma. The power is the reality. Okay? The power is reality. Therefore we say what now? It is non-countable, a separate entity, independent entity. And Sat Tattvam means the reality. Tattvam means the reality. Obtaining in the form of pure existence is what? Shaktihi Ashrita. The power is not there independently other than the reality. Power is reality. But Sati Kalpayet Vikriyaha. As though this power is there, Sati means obtaining in this reality the power, Vikriyaha Kalpayet. It creates the differences. Vikriyaha modifications. And then how he says, Varnaha Bhitti Gathaha Bhittau Chitram Nanavidham Tatha. Suppose if there is a Bhittihi means wall. Bhittihi means wall. in Sanskrit, the very beautiful word vittihi means wall. The wall vitti because that which divides is called wall, vitti. Vinatti iti vittihi. Okay? That which divides is called vittihi. And the wall, the part of the wall, nana varnaha, the many colors are spread there on the wall. And then, not only that, there are varieties of pictures also. Nana vidham chitram tatha, nana varnaha bhittigataha. There are varieties of nana varnaha, varieties of colors on the part of the wall. And also, nana chitram, bitti gataha means what now? Which are on the part of the wall. And nana chitram also, various the pictures. Chitrani. They're all there. Bitti gatani chitrani. And all of them are, how are they now? Can we step separately, the picture, can the chitram, the picture exist by itself, hang on the space without the wall? No. The chitram is inseparable from the wall. Chitram is not separable. You can't say the wall has the picture. We cannot say the picture is inseparable from the wall. Actually, we can scrape and take it. Examples are gross examples, isn't it? We can scrape and take it. When you really rub and take it, remove it, the picture disappears. It doesn't exist by itself. Even if you rub, remove the picture separately, you can't take it. The picture drawn on the wall, how it is inseparable, and when you want to remove the picture from the wall, the picture will disappear. Which means the picture cannot be independently without the wall. So also the colors, you know, thrown on the wall also like that. So nana varnaha anana bitti gatam chitraha. Chitrani, chitram, the colorful pictures, the colors on the wall are inseparable. In the same way, here, the Shaktihi is inseparable from the reality, the truth obtaining in the form of pure existence, which I think but pure consciousness. Therefore, from the standpoint of the reality, what is only Niramsham, Nirgunam, Nirvisesham, Nirupadhikam, the pure existence. There is no Maya. So also, that there is no Jagat also. Then how to account for this Jagat? We have to say, knowledge manifest is the universe. When the consciousness obtained generally, the Jagat loses its status of being existent. And then when there is obtained specifically manifest, then there is universe. That's all. Other than that, only Brahman is there. There's no Maya. There's no Maya Karyam also. Neither there is Maya, nor is there Maya Karyam. Adyo Vikara Akashaha. Adyo Vikara Akashaha. Sovakasha Swarupavan. Adyo Vikara Akashaha. Sovakasha Swarupavan. Adyo Vikara Akashaha. Sovakasha Swarupavan. Akashostiti Sattvam. Akashosis Akashostiti Sattvam Akashe Pyanugachati. Now, is he going to say, now how this, from the standpoint of Brahman, there is no Maya, there is no Jagat, but still Upanishad accepts the Maya. For this, say, accept the Maya because for the sake of accepting the, Upanishad accepts our perception of the world. And Upanishad says, how Maya creates this, how this power of Brahman, reality, creates this modification, the changes, the forms and names and functions. It is said here, first, ఆద్యో వికార ఆకాశ. ఆద్యా వికార, ది ఫస్ట్ మోడిఫికేషన్ ఆఫ్ మాయా. సో ఫస్ట్ క్రియేషన్ ఇస్ వాట్ వికార, మీన్ ఫస్ట్ మోడిఫికేషన్ ఆఫ్ మాయా ఈజ్ వాట్, విచ్ మీన్స్ ఆకాశ. ఆద్య, ద ఫస్ట్ అండ్ ద ఫోర్మోస్ట్ మోడిఫికేషన్ ఆఫ్ మాయా ఈజ్ ఆకాశ. సో మాయా కల్పితేషు వికారేషు, ఫస్ట్ ఆద్యో వికార ఆకాశ, ది ఫస్ట్ ద ఫోర్మోస్ట్ మోడిఫికేషన్ ఆఫ్ ది పవర్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఈజ్ వాట్, ఆకాశ. దెన్ సోవకాశ స్వరూపవాన్, therefore now what does it mean, now what is akasha, now he says therefore the brahman is, brahman has this form of a space. It will be different way of teaching it. Okay, this maya, for 100 modification of maya, first create what, akasha space. Now what is akasha? Then what happened now? Now Brahman is having the form of space. Brahman is in the form of space. But what is space now? Actually, space is Brahman in with the form name and function. Space is space. What is space? Brahman with the form name and function space is space. Which means there is no space. So only Brahman. We are going to say same way everything. Saha avakasha swarupavan. Now this Brahman alone. Now what now? In the form of this space. It means space and Brahman are inseparable. What is important lesson here? Space and Brahman are inseparable. Why? Maya and Brahman are inseparable. Maya is not even countable. And that Maya alone undergoes a change. And the first modification of Maya is the space. Now when the Maya created the space, now what is space now? Space is nothing but Brahman with the form, name and function. Brahman with the form and function, space is Brahman. What is space? Space is nothing but Brahman with the form, name and function, space. You ask me what is ocean, what will you say? Ocean, nothing but form, name and function with water, isn't it? Similarly, what is wave? Water with the form, name and function is wave. Similarly, what is the space? Brahman with the form and function, space is space. It is Brahman. Therefore, he says, Saha avakasha swarupavan. Now, ఆకాశోస్తి సత్వం సత్తత్వం. ఆకాశ అస్తి ఇతి సహ త్వం ఆకాశే అపి అనుగచ్చతి. ఆకాశే అస్తి ఇతి సహ తత్వం ఆకాశే అపి అనుగచ్చతి. నౌ హి అండర్స్టాండ్, the same Brahman now, akashe iti api asti. Now, you say water is in the form of a wave, when you say, similarly, you see the tattvam, you see the existence, the reality, the absolute reality, obtain a pure existence, now is what? It is along with this space. The existence pure was there before. Now, Brahman, the existence, is along with the form, name and function, space. Okay, this is another way of teaching. Now 60th verse onwards, 17 verses where he is going to analyze this.
Ekasvabhavam sattattvam, ekasvabhavam sattattvam. ఆకాశేభావ స్వభావం సత్తత్వం ఆకాశే ద్విస్వభావక నావకాశ సతి వ్యోమ్ని నావకాశ సతి వ్యోమ్ని సచైషోపి ద్వయం స్థితం సచైషోపి ద్వయం స్థితం ఏకస్వభావం సత్తత్వం ఆకాశే ద్విస్వభావకః నావకాశః సతి వ్యోమ్ని సచైషోపి ద్వయం స్థితం. నో ఏకస్వభావం సత్ తత్వం. సత్తత్వం మీన్స్ ది రియాలిటీ ఇన్ టర్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ ప్యూర్ సత్తత్వం. సత్తత్వం మీన్స్ ది రియాలిటీ ఇన్ టర్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ ప్యూర్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ సత్తత్వం. నౌ ఏకస్వభావం, ఏకస్వభావం బట్ నౌ ది వన్ ట్రూత్ అబ్టైనింగ్ ఇన్ టర్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ ప్యూర్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ అలోన్ ఆకాశే దుస్వభావక obtain as what now as though to obtain into as though to space alone. So Brahman alone, existence alone with reference to akasha is there as though to. As the two means what now? As the cause and the effect, like the water and the wave. Here Brahman, the existence with the nama rupa karma, the form and function space. Brahman is there, you say existence with the form, name and function space is what now? As though in two forms. Navakashas sati vyomni nachaisho pidvayam sthitam. Na avakashah sati vyomni sati sa chaisha eshah api dvayam sthitam. So even though existence is there in the form of space, form and function space, still existence alone is. There is no space. There is no space. Existence alone is there means, because space is not there countably. Space is non-countable. Therefore, you have to say existence alone is. First, you have to understand. Existence with form, name and function space is means, existence is in the form, form, name and space. Function space, then we have to say existence alone is. From the standpoint of existence, sattattvam, there is no space. Space is as though. Is going to continue this everywhere. Yadva pratidhvanir vyomni yadva pratidhvanir vyomno గుణో నాసౌ సతీక్ష్యతే యద్వా ప్రతిధ్వనిర్వ్యోమ్నో గుణో నాసౌ సతీక్ష్యతే వ్యోమ్నిద్వౌ సద్ధ్వనీతేన వ్యోమ్నిద్వౌ సద్ధ్వనీతేన తదేకం ద్విగుణం వియత్ సదేకం ద్విగుణం వియత్ యద్వా యద్వా ప్రతిధ్వనిర్వ్యోమ్నో గుణో నాసౌ సతీక్ష్యతే వ్యోమ్నిద్వౌ సద్ధ్వనీతేన సదేకం ద్విగుణం వియత్. యద్వా ప్రతిధ్వనిః, ప్రతిధ్వనిః మీన్స్ ఎకో, వ్యోమ్నః గుణః. సో ఎకో ప్రతిధ్వనిః మీన్స్ ఎకో. And vyoman means space again. And vyomnaha gunaha means the quality, the echo is echo, the sound is the quality after space, is the guna after space. Vyomnaha gunaha. Na asau sati ikshyate. And this, how do you say, this echo of the sound, which is the guna of the space, is not there on the part of the Brahman. So the pure existence, which alone is in the form of the space, form and function space, actually free from the attribute of the space. what echo of the sound belongs to space, and this is not there on the part of Brahman. Brahman is free from the quality, the attribute of the space. Yomni vau sadvani tena sad ekam vigunam viyate. Now, it is this Brahman, now we have to say, even though Brahman is free from this echo of the sound, which is the quality of the attribute of the space, now Brahman with the sound of the space is what now? Brahman he alone is in the form of the attribute called sound. So Brahman with form, name and function alone is the sound. What is space? Space is Brahman with the form, name and function. Brahman in terms of pure existence with the form and function space is space. And the same Brahman, the form and function sound, pratidvani is what now? Is again Brahman. Sound also nothing but Brahman. Ya shakti kalpayet vyoma. Ya shakti kalpayet vyoma. Sasadvyom norabhinnatam. Aap ya shakti kalpayet vyoma. Ya shakti kalpayet vyoma. Sasadvyom norabhinnatam. Apadya dharma dharmitvam. Vyatyayenavakalpayet. Ya shakti kalpayet vyoma. Sasadvyom norabhinnatam. Apadya dharma dharmitvam vyatyayenavakalpayet. Now, ya shaktihi vyoma kalpayet. Sa tad vyomnoho abhinnatam apadya dharma dharmitvam vyatyayenavakalpayet. Now, see the power which alone has created this the modification of this space, and what now made this also see that the space is made this space being inseparable from Brahman. And not only that, even this guna, even its attribute also is what? Inseparable from Brahman. And between our dharma dharmitvam, so now akashaha is a dharmi and the sound is the dharmaha. Now, akasha is the dharmi, dharmi akashaha. Why? Akasha has the dharmi, means that which is endowed with an attribute is called dharmi. You ask me, what is dharmi? Dharmi dharmaha. Attribute is called dharmaha, and what that is the attribute is dharmi. Now, it's a dharma dharmi bheda. Okay, the dharma dharmitva means it is the Brahman which alone, what now, because the blessing of Brahman alone is there enjoying the status of being the dharmi and the dharmaha. It is the absolute reality, sattatvam, pure existence, which alone is there in the form of dharmaha and dharmi. So space also is nothing but Brahma. And dharmi, dharmaha. Dharmi, space is Brahma. And dharmaha, the echo sound is also what? Brahma. So between space and the sound, it's a dharma dharmi sambandha, isn't it? And dharma dharmitva, dharmatvam dharmitvam. Dharma dharmitva means this both enjoy the attribute and the attributed, isn't it? The status of being the space and its sound
having the dharma dharmitam also is because of Brahman only. So Brahman alone is there enjoying the status of the dharma and the dharmi. It means you have to see everything function added to Brahma. So pure existence is nirgunam Brahma. Every form, everything, nothing but form and function added to Brahma, which means there was Brahma, what is also is Brahma. That is what he wants to open. He wants to explain here. So who created this dharma dharmitvam? Maya. Therefore, when you say Maya created, means Maya created the space and Maya created the echo sound, and then Maya created what is dharma dharmi sambandha. Now all these, anything created by Maya is nothing but the form, name and function added to Brahman. So Brahman was, Brahman alone is in the form of space. Brahman alone is here as the sound also, which means there's no sound, there's no space other than Brahma.
Sato vyomatvamapannam. Sato vyomatvamapannam. Vyomna sattam tulau kikaha. Sato vyomatvamapannam. Vyomna sattam tulau kikaha. Vyomna sattam tulau kikaha. Tarkikaschavagacchanti, mayayavuchitam hitat. Tarkikaschavagacchanti, mayayavuchitam hitat. Satovyomatvamapannam, yomnasattam tu laukikaha. Tarkikaschavagacchanti, mayayavuchitam hitat.
Now, sataha vyomatvam apannam. Now, sat enjoys the status of being the space. It is a pure existence alone enjoys the status of being this space. Vyomnaha sattam tu laukikaha. Tarkikaha cha avagacchanti. Mayayaha uchitam hitat. Whereas the ordinary people, what do laukikaha? Vyomnaha sattam. Tarkikaha cha avagacchanti. But whereas other people mistake it, what now? Even though Brahman, the pure existence alone, now enjoys the status of being the space. What is space? Space is Brahman. There's no space other than Brahman. But still, other people look at what now? They think the space, the existence enjoyed by the space, the logicians and the laukikaha, the ordinary people, they mistake the existence enjoyed by the space as the Maya's Maya. Actually, existence enjoyed by space is Brahma, but they mistake the existence enjoyed by the space as Maya. The difference now. There is no Maya, there is only Brahma. See, laukikaha, tarkikaha, they think the existence enjoyed by the space, they look at it as Maya. Whereas, there is no Maya, existence enjoyed by space is Brahma. That's what he wants to say. Don't bring Maya into the picture at all. There's no Maya. யத்யதா வர்த்ததே தஸ்ய ததா த்வம் பாதி மானதஹ. யத்யதா வர்த்ததே தஸ்ய ததா த்வம் பாதி மானதஹ. அன்யதா த்வம் ப்ரமேணேதி ஞாயோயம் சர்வலௌகிகஹ. யத்யதா வர்த்ததே தஸ்ய ததா த்வம் பாதி மானதஹ. அன்யதா த்வம் ப்ரமேணேதி ஞாயோயம் சர்வலௌகிகஹ. ஓகே, நௌ தஸ் சி, when you see space, what is space? Brahma. What is sound? Brahma. What is dharma? Brahma. What is dharmi? Brahma. Okay, so whatever yad yatha bhati, whatever shines here, whether air or the fire or the living beings, the non-living things, everything which enjoys existence here, you have to look, it is actually nothing but Brahman with the given form, name and function alone is everything here. Nothing. It's only Brahma. It's called Tasmin. And this fact, how do, bhati, manataha bhati. Yadi yatha vartate, tasya tathatvam manataha bhati. See, any object, whatever object is there, any object appears as it is, exactly how it is. How? Only it any object appears exactly as it is, only through its appropriate means of knowledge. So, manataha bhati. He says, for any object to shine as it is, to appear as it is. It appears as it is when it is perceived through appropriate means of knowledge. So manataha means pramanataha bhati. Say light is, how light shines? Light shines as it is because it shines through what now? Pramanataha bhati. Because of the appropriate means of knowledge, any object perceived appears as it is. Manataha means pramanataha, a means of knowledge. Okay. Pratyakshadi pramanataha bhati siddhyati. What? Yad yatha vartate. Any object, however it is, tasya tathatvam, for that object to be what it is, shines. Okay. Bhati shines manataha because of its appropriate means of knowledge, such as perception, etc. Anyathatvam brahmena. Suppose when you use your eyes, when you use your eyes and you see an object, some given form or something, if it appears, if any object appears to be different from what it is, different from how it is, that is what? It's because of the confusion, brahmaha. Any pramanam, when it is used, the object perceived through the known through the pramanam must appear as it is. If the object which appears different from what it is, then it is it is because of the confusion. Why the object, any object known should appear as it is when the pramanam is operated? Suppose if the object appears to be different from what it is because of, then because of the confusion, brahmena. Similarly here, what he wants to say, when you see space, you should say, what is space? Space is Brahma. What is sound? Sound is Brahma. What is air? Air is Brahma. What is fire? Fire is Brahma. Fire is existence. Water is existence. Space is existence. Everything is existence. Everything is Brahma, Brahma, Brahma. Like we're saying, what is this wave? Water. What is that wave? Water. What is other wave? Water. What is the ocean? Water. What is the huge wave? Water. No? Like that, everything here, not only one specific one thing, even the gunas, even the dharmas, everything is what? Brahma, 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 Sat Brahma, Sat Brahma, Sat Tattvam, the truth obtaining in the form of pure existence alone. Existence is Brahma. So before pure existence was what? Now, existence is with the form and name, form, name and function. Therefore, it is your, you can't count the form. The forms are non-countable. So names are non-countable. The functions are non-countable because they do not have independent existence. Form is Brahma. Name is Brahma. Function is Brahma. What is only Brahma. Before, what was Sattattvam. Now also what is Sattattvam with the form, name and function. Is it clear now? Is what is said here. But what happens? You must be able to see. When the pramanam is up, he gives the example, yad yatha bhati. Yad yatha asti, tat tatha bhati. Whatever object is, that object appears as it is when the pramanam is operated. It can't look differently. When you open your eyes and see, no, you can't see a given the tree differently. The tree appears as it is. Light appears as it is. Fire appears as it is. Okay? So sounds as it is. So any object, when the pramana is operated, appears as it is. Suppose the object perceived appears different from what it is, but means there is confusion, there is delusion. Similarly here, when the Vedanta Shastra Pramana is also operated for a slowly, actually, it must be clear vision. Definitely there is no space other than Brahma. There is no sound other than Brahma. There is no air other than Brahma. There is no fire other than Brahma. Of course I see the fire. No doubt. What is this Brahma? I do experience the fire. Fire is Brahma. I do see the wave, but wave is water. I do experience the living beings. They're all Brahma. This, it must appear as it is. Suppose if it appears different from what it is, then there is confusion. If you say there is space, this is okay. Nobody finds fault with you. But are you able to see the space is existence? Brahma. We all see space is very, 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 very correct. Fire is okay. Fire is Brahma. We are not able to see fire is Brahma. World is fine, no problem. But world is Brahma, we are not able to see. Isn't it? If you are not able to see that, there is confusion. So seeing the wave is fine. Waves are, you can definitely say, but waves are water if you say you are seeing the object as it is. We say waves are, but then you are only seeing, you are not seeing correctly. Suppose you say wave, if you see this, what rope alone is, you are seeing correctly. When you say snake, you are seeing it differently, isn't it? If an object appears to be different from what it is, when you do not see Brahman, and you say, when you say the space is, no, you don't see Brahman, which means appears from different from what it is, then there is a confusion. So, yad yatha vartate, yad yappadi irikkirado, that which obtains in whichever form, tasya tathatvam manataha bhati. And that appears exactly as it is when you operate the means of knowledge. Anyatha tvam brahmena. Suppose if it appears different from what it is, anyatha tvam, வேறாக தோன்றினால் பிரமேண, இட் இஸ் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் தி கன்ஃபியூஷன். அயம் நியாயா சர்வலௌகிகா, திஸ் இஸ் தி லாஜிக் அக்செப்டட் யூனிவர்சலி. அயம் நியாயா சர்வலௌகிகா, திஸ் லாஜிக் இஸ் அக்செப்டட் யூனிவர்சலி. வாட் இஸ் லாஜிக் அக்செப்ட் யூனிவர்சலி? என் எனி ஆப்ஜெக்ட், இஃப் இட் இஸ் அப்வியஸ் எக்ஸாக்ட்லி ஹவு இட் இஸ், வென் யூ யூஸ் தி பிரமாணம், தென் தட் இஸ் ரைட். இஃப் இட் அப்பியர்ஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம், தேர்ஸ் நோ கன்ஃபியூஷன். இஃப் இட் அப்பியர்ஸ் டு பி டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் வாட் இட் இஸ், தென் தேர்ஸ் கன்ஃபியூஷன். This is the logic accepted universally. So, if we say space is Brahman, there is no confusion. We say air is Brahman, no confusion. We say fire is Brahman, no confusion. We say earth is Brahman with the name, form and function is earth. If you say, there is no confusion. But you say earth is, you say everything is Brahman means what? There is no difference. All the differences are resolved. Earth is Brahman. Fire is Brahman. Earth is Brahman. Gunas are also Brahman. Dharmas are Brahman. Brahma. Dharma is also Brahma. Earth, which is all the qualities, is Brahma. Everything is Brahma. Brahma means, then that's the difference. Difference are also are not there. But when you say earth is, space is, now, fire is, everything is different from every other thing. Relative difference. Which means confusion is there. Anyatha bhati. Anyatha means appears differently. Evam shruti vicharat pragyatha yadvastu bhasate vicharena viparyeti. விசாரேண விபர்யேதி ததஸ்தச்சிந்த்யதம். பிரிண்டிங் மிஸ்டேக் ஹியர். ஓகே, வாட் ஹி வாண்ட்ஸ் டு சே இன் திஸ், திஸ் வாஸ் அட் தி நெக்ஸ்ட் கிளாஸ் பிகாஸ் ஐ டோன்ட் ஹேவ் தி பிரிண்டிங். ஏவம் ஸ்ருதி விசார, ஏவம் வை யூ ஆர் நாட் ஏபிள் டு சீ திஸ், எக்ஸாம்பிள்ஸ் ஆர் வெரி கிளியர். This is the fact. You have to negate the Maya. You have not negate. There's no Maya. There's no Jagat. What was Brahman. What is Brahman. And when you see, when you operate the Pramanam, object must look exactly at as it is. If it looks different from what it is, there's a confusion. Similarly here, you must see that everything is a thing, but all the forms, names and functions you see are nothing but Brahman with the Nama Rupa Karma. There is a second thing other than Brahman here that you must be able to see. And you're going to see everyone is going to narrate now like this, one by one, everything. You're going to see that. If you're not able to see that way, Anyathatvam, if it appears to be different from what it is, you know, which means there is Brahmana, there is a confusion. Therefore, Shruti Vichara, repeated enquiry into the teaching of the Upanishad should help us appreciate this fact. We should see Brahman as it is. Okay, how you will be able to see the whole Jagat, seeing, being able to see Jagat being Brahman. Being able to see the universe being Brahman is seeing the Jagat as it is. Seeing Brahman as it is. Okay? Seeing the universe as Brahman, or universe not as Brahman. Seeing the universe being Brahman is what? Seeing the truth as it is. Iruppada iruppadu pol kaandal means what? Seeing the universe as Brahman is seeing Brahman as it is. For which he is going to help us here how everything is. Now we just started with the space. again, but very, was from the diversion now. Now you're going to see everything here is nothing but Brahman with Nama Rupa Karma. Brahman alone with the form and name is there as the Jagat. There is no nothing else other than Brahma here. There's neither Jagat now, nor was there before Maya. What was Sattatvam. What is Sattatvam with the Nama Rupa Karma? Is it clear? So I'm going to stop the class. There's going to be a very big noise now outside. I cannot already disturb there because there's too many things are happening here. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.